Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the reading that's before us this morning, we are led to consider two men and how they serve. One who serves self, the other who serves God. We'll begin with Elijah, the prophet of God. Naaman in our text has come to Elisha because he has been informed that perhaps Elijah might bring healing to him from his leprosy. When Elisha tells Naaman, go to the Jordan River and wash yourself seven times, Naaman was ready to go home. But reluctantly he went to the Jordan River, and we read, so Naaman went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored, and he became clean like that of a young boy. Naaman was healed, and understandably he was grateful. So he went back to Elisha, the man of God, and said to him, now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. Please accept now a gift from your servant. We know from earlier verses in this chapter that when Naaman came, he had 750 pounds of silver, 150 pounds of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. This man could easily have given a gift to Elisha, and it wouldn't have hurt him financially whatsoever. Yet Elisha does something interesting. He says, as surely as the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing. What does Elisha's statement teach us about godly service? Surely Elisha in the past had received some gifts as he did ministry for the Lord. Surely it would have been in order for him to receive a gift from Naaman. For after all, in the New Testament, Paul tells us that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel. Why not take the gift? It all had to do with the fact that Elisha wanted to make sure that Naaman understood that the miracle wasn't about money, it wasn't about man, it was about the power, the grace, and the mercy of God. Elisha served the Lord and sought to bring the message of the gospel to all. In contrast, Gehazi, a servant of the prophet Elijah, sees ministry differently. He looks at what he can get out of serving, not what he can give. We are told that he saw the Lord's miracle and he was well aware of what Elijah had said to Naaman. And so he said to himself, my master was too easy on Naaman, this Aramean, by not accepting from him what he brought. As surely as the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something from him. Gehazi looked upon serving with a covetous heart. You see, for him, it wasn't about what he could give, but it was what he could get out of a certain situation. And so he goes to Naaman, he runs him down, he tells lies to Naaman, he comes back home, he tells lies to Elisha. He's trying to cover up his sinful heart. But God knows the heart. And Gehazi is stricken with the very leprosy with which Naaman had been healed. The Lord warns us in Scripture, Luke 12:15, take heed and beware of covetousness. The Lord, through Paul, writes in 1 Timothy 6:10 and says, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. What is it that drives us to do what we are doing? Why are we interested in service? Is at the heart of our service a desire for self to be satisfied? Or is our service rendered to the Lord for the sake of bringing the message of the gospel to all people? Truly, there have been those who have gone before us who have shown a great commitment to serving the Lord Jesus Christ and bringing the gospel to all people. For example, Pastor Frederick Conrad Dietrich Winneken, who was instrumental in establishing the seminary here years and years and years ago, was also a man who sought to bring the gospel message of Jesus Christ to all people. His heart was a heart of service for others for the sake of the gospel, not ministry for self. There could be many examples that we could cite that would display this servant heart of Pastor Winneken, but let me share with you this morning an episode that happened when he was a pastor in a congregation in Cleveland. His congregational members had got tired of him wearing the same clothes all the time. And so they elected to take up a special offering so that he could buy himself some new clothes. The offering was taken, and on this particular Sunday, after the services, Pastor Winneken was given $40 to buy new clothes. Now remember, $40 went a long way back then. Well, he had received this gift, and shortly after he had received this gift, a widow woman comes to the church with a pressing need for food and medicine for her children. Without hesitation, Pastor Winneken takes the $40 and gives it to the widow. And he says to his deacon, the Lord will repay me someday. That's the act of service. Service to the Lord for the sake of the gospel, not service for self. Today we have a crew of mighty fine-looking ladies out there. And the LWML is showing what this loving service is all about. Today, a grant of $10,000 is being given by the LWML to the Seminary Food Bank. What's interesting about that is that most of the ladies don't know you seminarians, and you seminarians don't know most of these ladies. But it's not about us being recognized. It's about Jesus Christ being served. And so the gift is given to help the seminarians prepare for the public ministry, because there are ladies who love the Lord and see the proclamation of the gospel as extremely important to the fulfillment of God's great commission. Jesus, he is to be the motivator and the focus behind all godly service. This is stated well in the Lutheran Women's Missionary League pledge, which in part reads as follows. In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have. We pledge him our willing service whenever and wherever he has need of us to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. May God, who knows the heart of each and every one of us, create, sustain, and strengthen within us a spirit of true servanthood. May he create in us a passion and a love for ministering to other people, not for the sake of self, but for the sake of the gospel and to the glory of God. God, help each of us to suppress selfish desires as they arise, so that we might be moved by the love of Christ, to have the love for souls that he himself possesses. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.